It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferrett.
And I'm Veronica Ricker. Coming up, we discuss the importance of river science and learn about an international conference taking place near the Mississippi in La Crosse this week.
First, Democratic state lawmakers are pushing for a bill that would change the reporting requirements for state officials who are running for higher office. The bill would mandate that state politicians running for federal office submit an itemized monthly travel form and pay back all campaign-related expenses within 30 days.
Senator Dave Hansen from the Green Bay region is with us now. He's the assistant Democratic leader in the state Senate and the co-author of this bill. Senator Hansen, welcome to Central Time.
Well, it's great to be with you, and I want to give credit to my assembly leader, assistant Democratic leader Katrina Shanklin, who is working on this bill with me as well. She's done a great job.
Well, let's dig in. Tell us exactly what this bill would do.
Well, first of all, it's going to offer full transparency to the taxpayers and hold elected officials accountable so that people of Wisconsin can be assured they are not paying for campaign-related trips. And it's just not about Governor Walker. It would be if somebody in a state senator, state assembly would want to run for national office, Congress, president, U.S. Senate, or any of those positions, they would have to file a monthly report. You know, these days it seems like Governor Walker is more difficult to find in Wisconsin than the Milwaukee Lion. And while he travels the country and the world to run for president, it seems that people of Wisconsin are all too often footing the bill for his travels.
You say this bill is not aimed at Governor Walker, but some people are saying, given the timing of this and the likelihood of someone else needing this bill immediately, that this is clearly aiming at Governor Walker. What's your response to that?
Well, first of all, it's about the hardworking men and women and their dollars in the state of Wisconsin being spent well. We should get bipartisan support for this bill. It's simple, but it's significant. It's about doing the right thing for the state. $138,000 for his trip to Great Britain. The cost of Walker's five-day trip to Israel, still unknown. The cost of Walker's trip to Germany, France, and Spain in April, we still don't know what the cost is. And his six-day trip in June, still unknown. And if you look at the statistics from DOA, in 2014, for security, it was $2.4 million, and $900,000 of that was for out-of-state travel. And we have to, in our bill, we're asking that we have to know what the purpose is. We have to know what the itinerary is. We have to know what the travel cost is, security cost, where he's staying, and who's paying for it. If it's the taxpayers, they have a right to know in a transparent way, in an accountable way. So that's what we're trying to do.
Now, the governor's campaign has responded to this and has said that it will reimburse the state for all political-related travel expenses. So given that, do you have reason for concern that the governor won't pay back his expenses in full?
Well, I think the little as they paid back so far is something like $39,000, and the costs have been a lot more than that. And, you know, the so-called American Revival is PAC group. And we're saying that in this bill, if other people are reimbursing, just let us know. So a monthly report goes to the Government Accountability Board to provide the transparency and accountability for the taxpayers in this state. And if they don't file, or they'll file a report, and they must be paid within 30 days. If they don't, they'll be penalized $500 a day, and it will be assessed until they're paid in full. So we've got a case here where you have to determine whether or not we've got someone that's running for national office. Is he doing this for the state of Wisconsin and growing our economy and creating jobs, or is he doing it for his run for president? I think it's pretty obvious what he's doing when he's spending, 60-plus days out of the state in Iowa and all these other countries. So I think it's about doing the right thing, and I would ask Republicans to say, hey, this is about doing the right thing. And if you compare it to Governor Doyle in his last year, his cost for security was only like $650,000. So if Governor Walker has spent a lot more, and the question is why, and I think it's pretty obvious that it is about his run for president. And, you know, comment that came from Representative Shanklin, 33% in the state now think he should be running for president, and 100% are paying for a large part of the cost.
Now, you said that the candidate would have to, the potential candidate, maybe Scott Walker, would have to submit an itinerary, a purpose, expenses. When would all of that kick in? When would they have to start to do that?
Well, as soon as we could pass the bill. But I think, you know, it's very obvious that we're having a difficult time in Wisconsin when we have an absentee governor, when he's not very well here. The budget was difficult, and we have an opportunity here to hold him accountable. And, you know, we've heard from people that it's about doing the right thing. And the legislation would provide the citizens of the state with the information they have the right to know. If their money is being used to further the career aspirations of a state elected official running for higher office, we as taxpayers and hardworking men and women of the state have a right to know. And that's all we're asking. And if someone else is paying for it, let us know that too. So report 30 days and bring that report final. And let's figure out what was spent in Canada or Israel or England, or we know what England, but Spain, Germany, France. He's made a lot of trips, and he's been to all the states, campaigning. But it shouldn't be on our dime is all we're saying. And hopefully there will be Republicans out there that will support it. We just brought it out yesterday, and 21 Democrats have already signed on. But I think it is about transparency and accountability. And it's about doing the right thing for the state of Wisconsin and the hardworking men and women of the state.
We're talking with Dave Hansen right now, Assistant Democratic Leader in the State Senate. He represents the Green Bay region. He's co-author of a bill that would require state officials running for higher office, like Scott Walker, to pay back campaign expenses within 30 days. And you mentioned security earlier, and Governor Walker's spokeswoman, Laurel Patrick, she said that the state's Dignitary Protection Unit already provides 24/7 coverage for the governor, no matter what the event's purpose is. So given that, why include this provision for security reimbursement?
Well, again, security for his time overseas, his time in Iowa campaigning. I think it's a little bit different when you compare it to other governors that have traveled to China or wherever else. Governor Doyle, they were not running for president. They were trying to do their job as the state to bring in business to the state, grow our economy, making those connections. But there's no guarantee the purpose of the travel that he has had has helped Wisconsin at all. And that's the biggest concern we have. All we're asking for is provide the info, the accountability, the transparency, so we know who is paying for all these excursions that he's making. You know, he's been gone from the state a lot, and it does seem to me, with the high security costs and high travel costs and where he's staying and all that, that those bills haven't been paid. And if they have been, let us know. We want accountability and we want transparency.
What have you been hearing from people? Is this something that your constituents are interested in pursuing?
Yes, very much so. In fact, when the budget came, they wanted to know because they knew he was traveling all over. Who is paying for this? Who is paying for the governor's travel? Is it on our dime? Should it be on our dime? And if it is on our dime, we should know. So all we're asking is people's right to know as to what's happening with our governor as he travels the country and the world. And is that furthering the economy of Wisconsin, developing business here, or is it more about his political aspirations to be president of the United States? It's a simple, simple bill, but I think it should be bipartisan. It's common sense. And again, it's protecting the hardworking men and women of the state.
You said it should be bipartisan. Do you have any inkling of any Republican support for the bill?
Not yet. We've only brought it out yesterday. But, you know, a lot of this is the fear factor, unfortunately. I think they can believe this is really good, but they have to have the courage to stand up. And other senators have done that, and Senator Schultz for one, and it cost him his position. So I would just say, do the right thing. He should be accountable. It's simple. Just let us know what the expenses are, who's paying for it. Let us know what the purpose was. Was the purpose to further the economy of Wisconsin by developing trade relations with these countries or these states? Or was it for your political aspirations to be president of the United States? And I think the answer is pretty simple, but that would come out in this bill. We would know whether or not the purpose is helping our state and who's paying these bills, or is it the taxpayers taking on a burden that shouldn't be their burden?
Senator Hansen, thanks a lot for talking today.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
That was Dave Hansen, Assistant Democratic Leader in the State Senate, who represents the Green Bay region. He's the co-author of a bill that would require state officials running for higher office to pay back campaign expenses within 30 days.